friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. Hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today, because the world is crazy, especially the USA with the Epstein files and everything going on, I'm gonna go on a topic that is less terrible and a little bit more calmed down, and I am going to talk about the next top model, America's Next Top Model mini documentary series that has 3 episodes that came out today, the 17th of February, which is also Ed Sheeran's birthday. So I'm gonna go over that. So overall, I'm gonna age myself a bit and tell you, I'm a 90s kid. I was born in the 90s. I'm Pacific. I don't look my age, which I'm grateful for, but I am 32 years old. So I'm a millennial. The American Next Top Model came out in 2003, and I was up on there watching it. And before Top Model and everything like that, I already knew, like, the entertainment model industry was very strict with women and how they looked, what size they were, and everything like that. And everything that Top Model showed as well. I did see, like, from watching this documentary, I did see, like, a lot of, for me, I'm going to change everything and people are going to disagree with me on this. I feel like the I generation, which is what I called them, or the generation after me, should technically start in 2000s. And they started watching Top Model during COVID, during the pandemic, and looking at a 2020 view and being like, oh, this is not okay. And back then we knew it wasn't okay, but this is how the society was. This is how the modeling industry was. You were fat, even if you were a size 6. For example, for me, like, I have never been under a size 6 ever in my whole life. This is how the industry was. You were overweight and you were plus size or etc. etc. If you were a size 6, this is how it was. That's how it is. And it was, and there wasn't a lot of diversity in that. And that's just how it was. And Janice Dickinson, like me at, you know, being a preteen at that time, or even like 8, 9, like being in 2003, I was in 3rd, 4th grade, depending on the school year and when it actually aired, like between second and 4th grade, depending on the year. Yes, it was groundbreaking, and it was something like we already knew, like, being in the, like, modeling agency was like that. Like, we saw it also in magazines. Like, people are very, very thin, and they're 100% having eating disorder. Like I was saying, like, I watched completely the first 2 episodes. I didn't even get to finish the 3rd episode, but that's how it was. Do I think Top Model should come back? No, I think we know enough about the entertainment and model industry to get, like, okay, this is how the industry is. We do not have to re-go at it again and continue it. We can see the episodes. We know how. And a lot of the challenges, a lot that I saw, like, through the documentary, that I would say the I generation would, or people would say Gen Z, Gen Z, like, which I think it's better I generation, because they grew up with, like, the, with all this technology. And I believe it should start at 2000, because that makes complete more sense. Are not aware of, and again, like I said, this show started when everyone, the 2000, you, if you were born in 2000, 2001, 2002, you probably were a couple years old when this show started. 2003, you just got born. Like, you don't know how the industry was, even if you were 2004. Like, if you were early 2000 being born, you don't even know how the industry was. It was difficult. You had to look a specific way. You had to minimize and ignore if you weren't white. Like, it was horrible. It was a hot mess. And I believe that Tyra, like, showed that. And again, like, she's a black woman. She was trying to push this show as a black woman. And we saw, like, especially in episode one, like, she wanted so badly to represent the Latino community. And because the head of Viacom did not, who was a, I'm not trying to make this, like, race after race, because that's not who I am. Did not want a Latina, unfortunately, and Tyra wanted it so bad, and they were like, the show's not airing at, it's not airing yet, we didn't even find a network to put it on yet, you have to not be so forceful of, like, we have to have more diversity, which is a shame, and I agree. And I also think, I didn't get all the names to write down at all, but I believe if we're gonna be putting blame on Tyra and the producers, and everybody that created the show, I also think the producers when I'm talking about the producers, I mean the cameramans, we have to put blame on them the most, because yes, I understand they signed a contract saying I'm okay with you guys filming me 24/7. Again, 24/7, filming everything that's happening, following me around. I get that. Continuing with the outrage of that, guys, and again, people born in the 2000s might have not seen these shows, but who are the majority that are outraged, Real World MTV, even 2010, with Jersey Shore, we see Pauly sleeping with, I love Pauly D, we see Pauly sleeping with a lot of different girls, we see Vinny sleeping with a lot of different girls, and we see Mike sleeping with a lot of girls, and etc. with Stucky, aka Nicole, who's my Sagittarius sister, Jenny, Sammy, Ronnie. We see all of them. And this was 2010. This was 2010. And again, a couple years before I graduated high school, we saw that. That wasn't a new thing. Like, oh, happening that people were being filmed having sex on TV. Like, it had, I know, like, probably at that time it was scandalous, but like, people have an outrage, be like, oh, you saw, we saw one of these girls, I didn't write her name down, and I'm so sorry about that. I haven't written anyone's name down. But the big scandal with her was she had a lot to drink. She ended up, the male models were allowed to go have dinner with them. And then afterwards, she had lots of drinks. And she cheated on her boyfriend when she was blackout drunk. And then she... And they filmed that. They filmed the phone call with her boyfriend. They filmed the phone call with her asking the dude if he used protection and if he had anything. What I want to tell you, as someone who is a big reality TV person, we had the same, I'm going to put, situation happen with, if my brain is working correctly, I'm not looking this up, but we had a phone call with my girl Nicole back in the day, in the 2000s. She cheated on Giovanni when they were dating. Again, a drunken night. And it was the same phone call like that as well. My point saying, the cameraman should be responsible. Like, I get the, like, you signed up for this, this is reality TV, fine. Be a jerk and be like, oh, you said, whatever. But my thing is, Tyra has nothing to do with this. Both the Jays, who I love so much, have nothing to do with it. The cameramen, especially in 2003, they're in the room. Because it's not high tech like it is now. They're in the room. They saw that she was wasted, blackout wasted, to the point, like, this is why now they say, oh, if you're drunk and someone has sex with you, it's called rape. They have this all over, like, college campuses. Their responsibility, the cameramen, are to be like, okay, you had enough, dear. Let's take this off. All you dudes, go leave. They cut the cameras. All you dudes, or put it on camera. All you dudes, leave. And, you, like, they could have helped. It was the cameraman's duty at that point. It wasn't Tyra. It wasn't all the execs that make the show. It was the cameraman. Because the cameraman, especially back in that day, it was majority men that were doing everything. They had the responsibility to be like, okay, you dudes go home. We'll take care of her. You go sleep. Get, have some Tylenol, water, some food. Because she did say she didn't have food. She just had alcohol. And if all the thing, all you're doing is drinking a whole bottle of whatever kind of alcohol, or a bottle or two, and you haven't eaten, you're gonna get drunk. Or black, to the point you're gonna get blackout drunk. They should have, that was their job as cameramen to do that. And they did it. And to the point that they were like, when she was calling her boyfriend, and then she had to call the dude asking, and they, and that's when they felt uncomfortable feeling it? No! You should have said something before she slept with that dude. She was not in her right mind. And I'm surprised. Well, to be honest, guys are jerks anyway. Even if she said she was blackout drunk, you'd be like, why are you blackout drunk? Like, anyway. The cameraman should have literally stepped in and be like, all you male model boys, get out. Let's get you a drink of water, a Tylenol, food. That's what they should do. And to be honest with you, society in general favors men over women. I'm not surprised that this happened, to be honest. I wasn't surprised back then. I'm not surprised back now. And also, what I'm not surprised about is, I believe that it was I'm not surprised that a lot of this, I'm surprised that this was shown. And why I'm surprised that this was shown, because, like, this is, I'm 100% sure, and I've heard people say this has happened to me, that were models in magazines and stuff like that. I'm surprised they let that air, because, like, you're pretty much saying what actually happens. I've heard celebrities that are actors, actresses, actresses, singers, models saying, like, oh yeah, after, and they're new to the game, after a shoot or something, we went out with the male models, and then I got raped or I had sex because I was over had a lot to drink. That's why I was surprised that they actually showed that, because you're exposing what actually happens in the industry, like the dark side of the industry. That's why I was shocked that they showed it. I wasn't shocked that, oh, they're showing a woman getting advantage of. That's not what I was shocked. I was shocked that they made it known, because it happens to a lot of female models, like guys taking advantage of them because oh yeah, let's have a drink, you know, it's nothing, it's just a drink, and then they keep giving you drinks, and then you become drunk, and then, or they give you some pills, and then they give you these models be hooked on drugs. Like, I'm not surprised about that. Again, like, I'm really big on the, like, what goes on in the entertainment, and, like, I'm really into the fashion and stuff. I know that's what happened. And because, again, like, since I was, like, a young age, I always wanted to be in the entertainment industry. I wanted to be an actress. I wanted to be a singer. So, like, when I watched Top Model, and I'm like, I saw that happen even at a young age. And even rewatching it when I was older, and continued watching it until, like, Mr. J left, I wasn't surprised about that, because the industry doesn't care about us. Like, women, industry doesn't care. Like, the world in general doesn't care about us women. How, like, of course this happens. Like, if it was a dude, they would be like, oh, this needs to be stopped. But, like, a woman, it's fine. Like, come on. Like, come on. I knew, like, stuff like this was happening, and for everybody's undocumented that's outraged that this was shown, I'm like, no, it's good that it was shown to show people how it really is. That's how it was in real life. And people seeing, oh, they're anorexic, and I'm like, yeah, that's actually how it is. And Janice Dickinson, let's talk about her, the first supermodel. She annoyed me a lot when watching the show, because she was like, oh, this girl's too fat. This girl is a, and I feel like she's trying to keep how it is, as in people have to be so thin, and this is why people have eating disorders and stuff like that. I'm like, stop, no, you're not helping. I believe that a lot of things have been developed by men, like bras, heels. If you didn't know that, heels were actually for riding horses, and now it became like women have, like, a lot of things were made that women have, were made for men. And I'm like, girl, no, help be on Tyra's way of, like, no, we need to be in a position to help these women. And I believe the network wanted, and again, this is not me defending people, this is just my opinion, especially since Tyra is a black woman, I feel like, and I feel like even if she was a Latina woman or an Asian woman, it would be the same way, right? That, or, and her being a woman in general, just a woman in general making this show, I feel like they would do the same thing in the fact of, oh no, you have to be this thing, especially since, like, a lot of the producers that I saw and the... And I know, like, the head of, I forget, the network was a woman, but I still think, like, the other people involved were men. Probably were like, no, they have to be thin. What do you mean they have to be thin? She's thicker. Say this to her. Like, even if, like I said, I don't think, like, a lot of things that Tyra had, was saying to the contestants were from her. I think it was a lot of pressure from producers and stuff like that. And people were talking also about the outrageous challenges, like you being cold, it being freezing while shooting, or being doing this in some temperature. Okay. Let me talk to you guys about the entertainment industry. I've done some things here and there with shooting and stuff like that. Here and there, not big things yet. But what I can say from someone that has been part of it and stuff like that, not huge things, but like has a little bit of glimpse and stuff like that, and have listened to podcasts from about shows as well. When you see a show, I'm trying to get my words completely together. When you see a scene from a show and it's snowing and there's snow on the floor, okay? It's not actually snowing and there's no snow on the floor. They reverse shoot seasons. And what I mean by that is something that is filmed, like a show that is, like if the scene is in winter, okay, it is filmed in the summertime, where it's really, really hot. And scenes that are supposed to be in the summer are filmed in the winter time. Do I know why they do that? No. And sometimes they use, like, warmer places, and it's supposed to be, like, cold and stuff, and you're supposed to pretend that you're cold, and vice versa. I remember listening to the Drama Queens podcast, and they were talking about climate. Like, they were talking about shooting things. One of the scenes that they shot, that they were in a hot tub, and it's supposed to be summertime and stuff like that, they literally heated the hot tub even more hot because it was freezing cold outside. It was freezing cold outside. And then they wanted to stay in the hot tub, but like, no, no, no. We have to go to... And they were cold. This is what I'm talking about. They, singers sometimes, but I'll just say the top. Models and actors, they have to do with different climates of temperatures. So, you see all those magazines that you guys see, and you're like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, that model is... on a roof or something. Like, that, those are not, oh my gosh, I can't believe they do that. That's crazy that they would do that as a challenge. No, it's not crazy. They do that. The water pictures on magazines that you see, like, actors, actresses, actors, models, even singers sometimes. Like, whoever. And you're like, oh, they're underwater. Yes. You don't know if that water is cold. You don't know if that water is hot. It might be freezing cold. That's reality. Every challenge that was in America's Next Top Model is real. That's what they have to do with in real life. I know they said, oh, we were like bumping it up. Like bumping it up to like to be crazy. Because, you know, we have to compete with, like, we see, like, oh, Survivor, they're doing challenge. But, like, to be honest with you, that's what they actually have to do with. Again, I've listened to podcasts about shows about how they have to film in, like, harsh climates. And the film that, and the episode that they're filming is not the season that they're filming. They're filming in winter time and pretending that it's summer. They're filming in summertime, sweating, pretending that it's cold winter time. That's the industry. That's how they do it. That's how it is. It's now, I get that American Next Top Model and all these reality TV shows are, like, you can say scripted or they go to the extreme, but it is a reality. Like, that's, like, you might think, like, oh, them putting bugs on you or and doing a photo shoot or them smoking or them being freezing cold water or being up really high, that's mental, that's crazy, but that actually does happen, or at least did happen. There wasn't really rights for, and there's more rights now, but there wasn't really rights for women. Like, women would be touched inappropriately. You just had to deal with it. But if a man was touched inappropriately, oh, that's thinking bad. Or, like, for example, like, in schools, there's a dress code. Girls can't have really short shorts. You can't have scabetti straps because it distracts the boys. It distracts the boys. But what about what the guys are wearing that distracts the girl? They only care about men and how it will distract them and how this will hurt men. But with women, who's thinking cares? Which is an issue. And for me, I stopped watching Top Model, like I said, they do it by cycle. So I would say cycle 9, cycle 10, when Mr. J left. That's when I stopped. I saw a little bit of clips that they now, like, until it, like, ended, they did American Next Top Model, and they included guys. And I'm not saying that guys don't go through things. They do, but not until the extreme. Like, it's not the same thing. Women are told we're too fat, we're too thin, and when you get, you're like, oh, okay, if I'm too this, okay, let me, oh, now you're too fat, now you're too thin, you're too this, you're too that, you can't please them, which is what I loved about American Next Top Model. I loved that it was only women, because we get ridiculed about anything. Height, weight, how we look, how old we are, how young we are, etc., etc. I know there are male models out there. I know it's a real thing. Males are models. Yes, they get scrutinized, but not to the extreme as women, and not to the level as women, and not for as much as women. It's not the same thing. And for me, like, I believe I stopped before they did that, but I would have stopped when I'm like, no, it's not the same. No, it's not the same thing. It's not the same effect. Bye. Also, I understood, yes, it was wrong for, like, I saw the part where it was talking about how everybody changed ethnicity. I completely agree. I understood why Tyra did it, like, after watching the documentary, because she wanted to show, like, how beautiful black and brown women are, which I completely agree with that. But I believe, like, changing, like, putting them in different colors was bad, and I understood that. She understands that now too. But overall, like, what people especially people born in the 2000s that are now watching Top Model, forget is this is how society was from the early 2000s, which is where you were when you were born, to way before that. Now there is rules and practices about conduct. There's a even in films and TV shows, there's an intimacy person to make sure that everybody on a film or TV show is safe. There are things that wasn't there 20 years ago, okay? Just because it's here now and you're seeing it through like the 2020 lens, when things are a bit better, you have more rights as a woman and more like protection. That wasn't there. You're looking through the lens. For example, like recently I saw Wuthering Heights, really good movie. I loved it so much. Catherine's husband's sister, Heathcliff was like, I don't love you, I never will love you, and every time I have sex with you, I will think of Catherine. And she was like, okay. And I was like, girl, you're stupid. Like, I was, after the movie, I told my friend, like, she's stupid for, being with him, because how are you, that's like a red flag. How are you accepting a man that's like, oh, I will never love you, and every time I have sex with you, I'm thinking about the girl I actually loved, and you would stay with him. And she reminded me, again, this is why I'm reminding everybody that's listening to this podcast, even if you disagree with me, that this is how it was back in the day, you know? You wanted to get married. You want that was the purpose. You're like, oh, he picked me. Even though he hates my guts and every time he had sex with me, he's thinking of another woman. That's how it was. That's what I'm trying to say to you. And this is what Jay was saying too. That's how it was. Another thing that, and I saw that, again, I love Mr. Jay. And like, people were like, we love Mr. Jay, but he's gay. He's not in our team. When they had to put Nigel on the show because he was a straight guy. You don't need to put a straight guy on there. What? Like, I was young. I'm like, yeah, Jay's attractive. Like, we could just think he's attractive. There was no need to have Nigel. What? For arm count, there was other shows out there. It was 2020. There's a lot of shows out there. You know, it's the fashion world. There's gay guys. There's lesbians. There's straight people. Like, there's bi people. There's trans people. Like, I lost a word. There's people in the amazing LGBTQ plus community. Like, why is there need to be like a straight male guy? And I felt really bad that they did that to Mr. J, who is a photographer. Like, why you need a straight male guy for? Like, again, I get that, like, people that are not babies, because I was a baby at that age, but like at that time, like, you know, moms, teenagers, people that were in their 20s, like people that were legal, but like, no, like, the point of the show was to educate people, to tell people, to show people this is how the modeling industry is. And to a point, I already knew about that. Like, people, you know, a lot of people would be like, oh, I want to be a model. And like, you know, while watching Top Model when I, you know, was still going, when I was like 13, and people be like, well, you're not the height, you're not the weight, you have to be, like, that was still being told when I became a teenager. Like, you have to be a specific height. You're too short. You have to be like max of size 4. Like, that was still being taught. Like, when I turned like 13, and like, hold on. I'm trying to get the year. 2007, 2008, 2009. That was still being told again. When the conversation changed from like, your body is okay, no matter how it is, it was more towards like, I think it's like more recently, actually. It's like a couple years before the pandemic, guys. Like, plus size modeling is very new to us. Like, it's not something that was like, oh, I grew up with it. No. Maybe, like, someone that's born in 2020, they grew up with it. But, like, no, this is a very new thing. Like, not a lot. Long time. Like, maybe, like, 5 years ago? Maybe? Like a little bit, not even 10. I would say, like, 2018? Like, that it started, like, 100% after the pandemic, right? 100%, like, after 2020. Like 2020, 2021, 2022. But, like, what I'm trying to, like, convey here, which is gonna piss people off in general. I think that Tyra had a good idea showing the world how the modeling industry is. I think, yes, there should have been ways to protect the contestants that were in the show, 100%. Especially, I loved Ebony. She came out as being a lesbian. I love that. Let's talk about Tiffany real quick, and then I'll go back to Ebony. Tiffany and the whole, we're rooting for you, which again, it's not a funny. I don't know why people are making it funny. I understand Tyra in a way that she had, again, we all take things in different ways. And when I watched it, I saw Tiffany laughing. And I'm like, why are you disrespecting Tyra? She had your back. Like, why are you laughing? So I agreed with Tyra with yelling at Ebony. I know the extreme of it, and like yelling, and how extreme the yelling was bad, right? And I understand that. Like, a lot of people were scared and never seen that side of Tyra before, and I understand that. And I understand Tiffany being like, oh, she should have done it a different way. Plus, there's other things that were said that were shown. I understand that. I get it, but I feel like Tyra was frustrated in that moment, and we've all been out of character and been too, like, angry in a moment when we're passionate about something. And I'm not telling people to forgive anyone in this show, but, or for however, it's their process. But I understood the anger. And for the surgeries, let's talk about the mouth surgeries. I particularly have a gap in between my teeth. Okay. This year I went to the dentist, and then the dentist was like, do you want to close the gap? Again, they all ask that. It's not, like, even if you go to a dentist, if you have a gap in your teeth, they ask if you want to close your gap. It's normal. It's not, right. again, I feel like there's other people in play. And this is what I'm saying. I don't put it all on Tyra. This is what I will say, to be fair. I think we should put it on Tyra. I think his name is Ken, the other executive producer. This is how I'm being fair. Tyra, Ken is the other executive producer. I would also put it on the cameraman and the network that had it. It had the show, and also Viacom and all the head Viacom people, because they, like they said on the first episode, had the choice of, oh, we have this like diverse group, and they could be like, nope, not her, 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 because I don't like whatever. Especially like the head that head guy that Tyra almost had a clash in when we heard of on the first episode. So I put all of them to blame, but I put more blame on the network, the cameraman, and Viacom, and the people that have the final say so. Because you can be Tyra, and you can be Mr. J, Miss J, and be like, and Mr. J said that, who is also Canadian like myself, Mr. J, could be like, I don't like this, and they'd be like, okay, and say one more thing, you're out of here. You see what I mean? Like, and they could say the same thing to Tyra, be like, say one word, we could get another host. We have a hit. We don't actually need you. That's what I'm trying to say. I blame more on them. Because they can be like, yep, or nope, or, and kick everybody out. Remember, it was Tyra's idea. Yes, it was Tyra's idea. She brought up the Mr. and Mrs. J. They're not together, but it's easier for me to do it that way. And kick them all out. Put other people. I 100% know, because of how the fashion industry is, they would have kept Janice Dickinson there. And then either make her the host and keep it how the industry is. Right. And like might have minded people like that. You get what I mean? I feel like Tyra and the two J's tried to have it inclusive and try to push the norms and try to change the industry, but they couldn't. And it took a long time to change and let there be a plus size model. Have plus size models there, even having plus sizes in the world. You get what I mean? It was, I feel a lot of times, like especially early 2000s and before that, you would have to, I believe, plus size, there wasn't clothes for plus size people. There wasn't, and I'm talking about everyone that's in the born in 2000, there was no such thing as plus size modeling. There was no such things as plus size clothes. If you were plus size, your clothes didn't look cute. They were ugly. I'm not saying that from someone that was plus size. I'm just saying that, like, because I had friends that were plus size, and talking to them, like, there wasn't anything cute for them. There wasn't. And having family members that was plus size, I'm pretty sure they had to, like, get stuff that, like, this is a fact. I'm just assuming, I'm just guessing. Don't kill me for this. Probably like buy clothes that, like, you know, when you're pregnant and you get bigger, you can't fit it. Like, probably that's that section, like bob jeans and like oversized stuff that would be found in the maternity section, because that is the only thing that could fit them, because there wasn't clothes for people that were plus size. So what I'm trying to tell you guys is this, that I criticize and be like, oh well, now that is horrible. You're, again, I know we're all, a lot of people are seeing it in the now. Again, I have done it myself with the Wuthering Heights movie. We're all victim to that. I get that. But remember, which is like what I love that Mr. J said 20 years ago, that's how it was, okay? They would tell you you're fat, even if you were not. You were considered, I'm telling you this now, if you would have gone back in time, okay, for anyone that's a Harry Potter fan, if you would have gone back in time with a time turner to 20 years ago, and you were a size 6, you wanted to be a model, you would have been called fat. Are you fat? No. But that's how the industry was. And I feel like a lot of people were viewing it, or just doing the 2020 view lens. I think it's best to do, oh, this is 2020. Like I said before, when I was talking to my friend about the Wuthering Heights, I'm like, I understand that. But my view of right now, I understand that. But, and I hate that's how women had to view things, right? And I hate that. I could not live in that. I would literally be miserable. But if we're going to like now, and maybe this is probably why I've seen mixed reviews on Wuthering Heights. Like, some people hate it, some people like it, again, because of women, her character. I didn't read specifically, probably, but I'm assuming it's maybe because of the sister being like, yeah, I'll date you even though you don't like me, you will never like me, and all. Yeah, that's fine. But like I said, overall, like, I get that the girls were put in harsh situations. The point of like one of the male models touching a female model inappropriate was terrible, which happened. It happened to singers too. It happened to actors too. Again, remember Weinstein, okay? And how he was inappropriate with a lot of his actresses. You see what I'm talking about? This is nothing new. This is not shocking to me. And this happened back then. Like, it's not shocking at all. Like, none of it. Like, oh, they're doing challenges. I'm like, okay, they're gonna send you, okay, let's say, okay, fine, let's say they send you to film something in the winter time for a swimsuit. Everybody's gonna be like, oh, but that's a beautiful photo. It's probably photoshopped, but it's not photoshopped. They sent that actress to, all right, let's go somewhere near, okay? They sent this actress to Nebraska in the winter, okay? In the winter, winter time, it's 4 degrees outside. They're like, this is your outfit, this is what you're wearing, we're gonna take a picture after, we're gonna take a break, we got all the pictures, when it's done, that's reality. What American Next Top Model showed, even if you liked it or not, even if you thought it was too much or not, even if you think like, oh, they should have had protection or whatever. That's how it was. That's how it was. Now, they would have more rights. But that's how it was. Before 2020, that's how it was. Women in general did not have a lot of rights. They didn't have a lot to say. There wasn't no intimacy coordinator to protect them. And still to this day with the weather thing, they're still taking shots in their swimsuits or whatever in wintertime. Or opposite season to what it is. That's how it is. That's the industry. And for those challenges that you're saying that are crazy, bizarre, weird, extreme, even the contestants that were in there, we're watching me like, that was crazy industry. Babe! That's how the industry is. And I don't know if you, after the competition, because I don't look a lot of these people up, you continued modeling. That's how it is. Okay. Or you just do here and there. Or you say no to, or you just like, oh no, I'm not going to do this because of XYZ. But that's, at some point, that's what you would have to do. They're not making these up to just make up. Like, they actually happened. I've seen magazines, and a girl is in a bikini. She might have a fur jacket on top of her bikini, which again, that doesn't cover much. Or she might not. And in the background is like, there's snow on the ground. She has heels on, or she might not have heels on. And it's white all over. And it's a winter wonderland. And all she has is heels, maybe, a bikini, and then maybe a jacket, maybe shoes. And that was it. That's a reality. That was real. That was not fake. For you, it might have been a challenge. And now, for me, I'm like, okay, to be a model, you don't know what they're going to throw at you. It might be crazy, but that's happened. The only one that I know, like, wouldn't actually happen in real life, that I remember from the documentary, would be, because I've never seen a magazine do this, is like the homeless shoot. They would never do a shot like that. That was just, they would not. But like the, no, that one they would not do. I don't think they would do the elephant one too. That was part of the competition. But like the water thing, like when they had to film it in the cold water, I've seen albums covered like that. People are in the water, and even like singers for covers of magazine like that, and models too, like that. So that actually happens. Heights, anything you in the air, that does happen. You with animals happens. What else? Animals that you like cats and dogs, and animals that you hate, like snakes and spiders, that happens. So the majority of what they show that people thought, oh, that's crazy, those actually happen. You being in a bikini and it being freezing cold, that does happen. The homeless one does not. Again, I do feel bad for the girl that has jack up teeth now. I wish the dentist just did what they were supposed to do, right? And which was take off the four No, actually, they shouldn't have done it in one appointment. They should have just took the two out and then clean her teeth and then take the other two out. Like, the snaggle teeth that were, like, overgrown. Those, just take those two. I don't know why they did the other stuff. That's a terrible dentist. That was a horrible dentist. I want to know where they got that dentist from, because that was horrible. I blame the dentist for that one. Because I feel like you should know better. Because I feel like if you went to a dentist, even right then, they were like, yeah, we'll just take these teeth out. And it wouldn't be like, she would have messed up teeth. I'm trying to think of anything else. Yeah. Well, overall, my thoughts of the documentary were very educational. Learned new things. Like I said, a lot of what happened on the TV show, if it was filmed now, would not happen. Okay. But the majority of the challenges or the photo shoots, I would say 90%, that's what happens in the real world. The criticism about your weight, how you look, like, real. So a lot of the things that happen on the show, that is exactly what would happen. And the outrage of how, like, oh, this, how people talked about how you looked, you're too thin, you're too thick. That's, again, actually how the bottle industry is. Yes, it was put in a harsh way, but that's how it was. And I've been told this a lot of times, especially a person that wanted to be in the industry, to be in the entertainment and fashion industry, you have to have a thick skin, because you're gonna get told no a lot. You're gonna say you're too thin, you're too fat, you're this, you're that, especially as a woman. And for me, showing all those was very educational and great, and to show girls, this is how it is. It's not easy. And if you don't have a thick skin, you shouldn't be in this industry. But that's all I have for you guys today. I know this is a long one, and I've been chatting a lot. Almost an hour, actually. Have a great rest of your day. Bye!